The first segment of this year on this topic. There's a lot of other things going on this topic. And the topic, obviously, is under what circumstances can some be mota to someone else in a bracha? So we have actually two sugyas. We have the sugya on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph with Yanei Malka Machlasa, where the Gemara seems to say that Shimon ben Shetach, if he ate a kazayas dagon, would be no problem in him being motzi Yanei Malka Machlasa in Birkas HaMazon. The problem that presents itself is that the Gemara on Daf Chof and Beis Avira says that it seems to say that eating kazayas dagon is only midrabonah. That's one way of learning pshat. Anyway, it's not the only way of learning pshat in that Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
But the pashuk way of learning pshat in that Gemara is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was no seponim li Yisrael because they have gone with the Rishur Sadin themselves, meaning midrash, they only have to bench if they had Kadei Sviya, and they go as far as benching even on Kazai Sukhabesa, meaning that the Chiyil of benching Kazai Sukhabesa is Rabbanan. That doesn't necessarily follow, but that's the way most Rishonim learn. So there's a stira between the two sugyas. According to how can what, and also the Gemara over there says in Daf Chof Amud Beis that a person's only mechuyav d'rabbanan, he can't be motzi d'raisa. So the question is, how could Shimon ben Shetach, if he ate a kazayas, be motzi yani malko machasa? A simple answer would be to say, of course, that somehow they were also on mechuyav d'rabbanan. But that's a bit far-fetched. You have to say that, you know, that they just sort of had a little bit of a taste. It's unlikely that this seems like it was some kind of a royal pseudo over here, that they, you know, went out of the way to ask to find somebody motzi them. Most likely they're mechuyav d'raisa. They had a kadesh sviya and they need somebody motzi them d'raisa. So a number of answers are given. Rashi gives the answer that really anybody who's mechuyav d'rabbanan could already be motzi somebody. Even he's considered a mechuyav. The Gemara says that you can only motzi somebody if you're mechuyav d'rabbanan, right? Mm-hmm. So Rashi says mechuyav d'rabbanan means even the Rabbanan, that's called the Mechuyav Dover. So a Rabbanan can be Motzi the Raisa. So that's a Shimon ben Shetach, even though he was Mechuyav the Rabbanan, could still be Motzi a what? Yanei Malka Machlasa, even though Mechuyav the Raisa. Why you should need that, we'll have to talk about that maybe a little bit another time. In other words, what's the requirement that you need to be Mechuyav the Rabbanan in order to be Motzi Mechuyav the Raisa? And, but if you are Mechuyav the Rabbanan, you can be Motzi. What's the Svar in that? I mean, what's this requirement that you have to be mechuyev on some level? What kind of sense does that make? I'm not prepared to talk about that. As a matter of fact, I'm not prepared to really explain Rashi at all, because Rashi is basically contradicted from the Gemara before. As Rekiv Eger asks, that the Gemara before says that if Nashim are only mechuyev, the Gemara said before says that if Nashim mechuyev midrabbanon, they could be motzi, can't be motzi man who mechuyev deraisa. So you see that mechuyev derabbanon is not considered mechuyev adam. So how is it that what that he could say it over here? I'm not
unless you make the chiluk between women, the chiyuv of women, the chiyuv of men.
Unless you make a chiyuv of women to rabbanon and a chiyuv of men for shiur to rabbanon, which you could possibly make, and maybe, but I'd like to reserve discussing that a little bit later. Okay, maybe not even today, at a later point. But that's Rashi's shita. Rashi brings down the shita of the Baal HaLavs Gedolos. That he says that, okay, I told you that already, actually, that it's talking about where they only ate kazayas and kabetz, and that's why they could be motzi. Okay, that's Rashi. Now, Tosfos,
which means he disagrees with that,
the Baal HaLavs obviously holds that you have to be mechuyev at the same level. You could only be motzi somebody, which is Pashup Shat Nagamar and Dav Chofim at base. In order to be motzi mechuyev deraisa, you have to be mechuyev deraisa. The more he asks, how can women, if women only mechuyev deraisa, they can't be motzi men? And a cotton can't be mostly someone who will be the right. The other problem on Rashi, in addition to the problem of that's mashma the one that being mechuyev the rabbanon by women is not enough for them to be mostly mechuyev the right, is the fact that the one chafin bay says that ketanim, it's mashma anyway, that ketanim can be mostly a gadol if the cotton had a shiur the rabbanon or a shiur the right, but it's still only mechuyev the rabbanon. And the gadol had a shiur d'rabbanan. That's the Gemara seems to learn that's pshat in ben mevorach la'avid.
Tosfos brings up the point that he's not even.
No, hold on, Tosfos.
Sorry.
So there are a couple of problems with Rashi Shita. One problem is that he says that once you're mechuyev d'rabbanan, you can be motzi d'raisa. And one is that he says that a katan is not mechuyev at all. But the Gemara before seems to say that if a cotton is cotton could be motzi somebody, it's only mechuyav derabanan. So that doesn't work out according to Rashi. Okay, let's leave that those problems for the time being. The next thing I wanted to do is Tosos. So Tosos brings down the shita of the Baal Lachos and the shita of Rashi, and he then brings his own shita. His own shita is the following: that what Elanil Chalek, I'll do it inside because most of you guys haven't done the Tosos. If you look on Amud Beis, the narrow lines on the base. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. 9 lines down in the Tosfos. Mem Chesmet base. Everybody have it? Elanir L'chalik? Elanir L'chalik. So what he's doing is he's being mechalik between the fact that Shimon ben Shetach, if he's only mechuyev midrabanan, could be motzi a person who's mechuyev deraisa, but the Gemara previously on the Chavon Bay says if you're only mechuyev derabanan, you can't be motzi mechuyev deraisa. That's the chiluk he's making. Elanira lechalek, the cotton she'enu bachiyev klal deraisa, a cotton who is not, can never be mechuyev deraisa unless he's no longer a cotton. But any good. Sometimes we say that a person, the cotton has a different thing because eventually he will become a mechuyev. But as a cotton, he's never going to be mechuyev deraisa. Afilu ochel chadei sviya. Even if he would do whatever you could possibly do in order to be mechuyev, he still couldn't become mechuyev deraisa. Hilkach ein mechuyev dover kriyin bei. He's called, remember, you can only be most somebody called a mechuyev dover. Tosa saying mechuyev dover means you are in the parsha of this chiyev. Means you could get this chiyev full fledged deraisa. Cotton, can't happen. Okay? So he's in mechuyev dover. Ulekach, and therefore, lo mapikle, he achol shia deraisa. Therefore, he can't be motzi a godol who ate a shia deraisa. Hold on. Avol godol, but an adult. Shehu barchiyu v'menator ki achol kadei suya, who, if he would eat a shia deraisa, would be mechuyev midaraisa to end this mitzvah. So he's called a mechuyev midavar afilo ochel klal. Even not only if he didn't eat a shear kdesviya, even if he didn't anything, he's called a mechuyev midavar. Kedamrina b'Rosh Hashanah, as we say in the Rosh Hashanah, kol habrachos afal pisha yotza motzi chutz mi birchas halechem birchas hayayin. That a person can be motzi somebody if you need to make kiddush. I can motzi you in Kiddush even if I already made Kiddush.
Right.
V'hayinu tama, what's the reason? The Chol Yisrael are raven zelazeh. So, because, why am I called a mechuyev dover? Because since I'm in this parsha, and since you are obligated to do this mitzvah, I can be motzi you.
Right.
The only thing I can't be motzi you in is birchas hanen, and like birchas lechem v'yayin. Why is, can't I motzi you in that? Because there's not considered arvus for that. Because
no.
Don't eat it. I mean, it's not the Torah doesn't tell you to eat the lechem b'yayin. That's pashup shat. Okay, there's no arvus doesn't apply to birchas hanenah, but it applies to what to birchas hamazon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've already eaten. Now you're mechuyev. But what din birchas hamazon? Okay, afal pish. Therefore, even though birchas hamazon, this is sheet of toast. It's not all rishonim hold like this. Some rishonim hold that arvus doesn't apply to birchas hamazon. You didn't have to eat. Okay. Tos also, since once you've eaten, you have to bench, so Avos applies to it. So therefore, the din of Kol HaBrachos Kulam Afal Pi Sheyotzeh Motzi applies to Birchas HaMazon, which means you could be motzi somebody in benching, even if you didn't eat at all. Okay? So therefore, Shimon ben Shetach could be motzi Yanei Malka Malkasa, even if he didn't eat at all. Aye, so why does the Gemara say that he had to eat it because I is dogon? So Tos says, an amazing thing. It had nothing to do with being motzi him, motzi them. It had to do with saying the nusach habracha of Birchas HaZimon. You have to say Boruch Shechal Numishalo. You can't say Boruch Shechal Numishalo unless you had a kazayas, because the less of the kazayas is not considered an achila. Okay? So Tosus Shita is that you need to be mechuyev b'davar, in a sense. That you need to be in the parsha of this mitzvah. But once you're in the parsha of this mitzvah, you could be motzi someone in Birchas HaMazon,
except
even if you're not mechuyev at all, hold on, What about, so what's, so, so and therefore, however, but that's one way of being motzi somebody, or through this din of arvus. There is, however, another way of being motzi someone. Tosfos doesn't speak it out, but it's obvious. There's another way of being motzi someone. How is a cotton motzi his father only had a shiur d'rabbanan? Because he is mechuyah d'rabbanan. So if you are mechuyah at the same level of, as the person that you're being motzi, then you could be motzi them without the din of arvus. Obviously, a cotton doesn't get arvus just because he's eaten. Okay? So, and so that's how a cotton is motzi. And women, what's the din by women? So the Gemara Daf Chafin Beis says, it depends. If you have women mechuyah d'raisa, they can be motzi men. If you have women mechuyah d'rabbanan, they can't be motzi men. Why can't they be motzi men? What about arvus? So the answer is they're the same as cotton, according to Tosfos. In other words, if you hold the women are not mechuyah d'raisa, they're never mechuyah d'raisa in this mitzvah. Since they're never mechuyah d'raisa in this mitzvah, no matter what, how much they eat. So therefore they're considered ena mechuyah d'raisa. If they're ena mechuyah d'raisa, they can't be motzi men. However, if they ate a shiur d'rabbanan, I'm sorry, if their husbands ate a shiur d'rabbanan, or if the men, they're being motzi ate a shiur d'rabbanan, and they also had a shiur, maybe d'raisa. There's another discussion, this is to Gemara Megillah, which we didn't get into. What about if a cotton had a shiur d'rabbanan and the gadol had a shiur d'rabbanan? So then the cotton mechuyah d'rabbanan and the gadol shiur d'rabbanan, can they be motzi or not? So you might say, well, they're both d'rabbanan. Or you might say that what? That what?
A raven.
I can't hear you.
Not a raven.
No, that's true, but they're both d'rabbanan. If a cotton has a kezias, can it be motzi according to a gadol had a kezias?
Say the chiyuv is not on the
cotton
at all.
No, that's not according to Rashi. I'm talking about according to Tosfos.
That's what Tosfos said, though, in the beginning. He said
Tosfos says there's two ways of doing it. One way is through arvus, the other way is by having the same level of chiyuv.
But you don't know what the chiyuv
is. So if a cotton had a shiur d'rabbanan, could he be motzi a gadol who had a shiur d'rabbanan?
No, I don't know that. Because the cotton may have to have a shiur d'raisa to be.
Why?
Abundance.
Oh, okay. So this Mark said the magic word I was looking for. The duck's going to come down. And what I was looking for was two d'rabbanan. That this is a Tosfos and a Gila that we haven't seen yet, and this is not a Rishon Hall like this. It's not just enough to know, is it a Chiyah D'Rabbanan or a Chiyah D'Raisa? You have to know, well, is it a double D'Rabbanan or a single D'Rabbanan? If a cotton has a Chiyah D'Rabbanan, so the cotton is only a double D'Rabbanan.
Right.
Double D'Rabbanan means it's a double, it's less.
Right.
In other words, so the question is, could a double D'Rabbanan be mostly a single D'Rabbanan?
Right.
And that's the Tosfos in the Gila. Hold on, that's the Tosfos in the Gila that hopefully we'll get to. So let me just summarize. We saw the sheet of Rashi. Rashi says that once you mechuyev v'davar, even the rabbanim can be motzi somebody who's even deraisa, because you consider the mechuyev v'davar. What's pshat the Gemara before that says the nashim of mechuyev rabbanim they can be motzi? That's a good question. What's pshat the Gemara says? Except for cotton. Cotton is not considered mechuyev v'davar at all. So then the question is, the Gemara before says that if the father ate a sheet of rabbanim, cotton could be motzi. What's pshat in that? Another good question, Rashi. We're not answering any of those questions today. Then he brings the Baal Olos Gadolos. Baal Olos says that what? That no, you have to be exactly at the same level. Chuyah d'Rabbanan can only be motzi chuyah d'Rabbanan. Chuyah d'Raisa, chuyah d'Raisa. And that's Shepshad in the Gemara before, right? So then the question is, what about Gemara? So yeah, he says, oh yeah, you know, Al-Gemara is talking about where Yanei and Al-Gemara only chuyah d'Rabbanan. Okay, fine. Tosos, that we learned over here, learns a different shot. He says that it depends. If you're what? Somebody who could become a chuyav in this mitzvah d'raisa, then you could be motzi somebody even if you're not a chuyav midrabbanan. And realize Shimon ben Shetach could have really been motzi them without having anything. Why did he have to have a kazayas? In order to say, Baruch Shecha Mishalo. But by cotton, since a cotton is never going to become a chuyav as a cotton in the mitzvah, so he could only be motzi somebody who's a chuyav on the same level as him. And the same thing by Nashim, if you assume that Nashim only mechuyev d'rabbanan. That's a big assumption. The Gemara doesn't say what the halacha is. And there's actually a Machlokes Rishonim how we pass them. But if you say that Nashim are only mechuyev d'rabbanan, means there's nothing they could do to get a chiyuv d'raisa. So therefore, they could never be motzi somebody who's mechuyev d'raisa. They can only be motzi somebody who's mechuyev at the same level as they.
You have a mitzvah d'rabbanan like lighting Hanukkah candles.
Saying Hallel. Or reading Megillah. That's the Sugi Megillah it's going to talk about.
A woman could be motzi us for it.
Okay, very good. That's a very good point. That's what we're going to be talking. That's the Gemara in Megillah talks about. Can Nashim and Ketanim be motzi someone in the mitzvah of Megillah?
Okay.
Nashim, they certainly should be able to be motzi because they're men and women are both Rabbanim.
Right.
All right? As a matter of fact, we hold not that way. But that's for a very, very different reason. we hold the Nashim can't. Because we hold that even though Nashim Mechuyev in the Mitzvah Megillah, they're Mechuyev in a different Mitzvah than the men are Mechuyev in.
Listening?
Listening, not clear. Right. But you're right. A piece of war, you're right. They should be able to motivate them. And a cotton should be able to also. Okay? And that's going to be the discussion in the Gemara in Machok's Tanoim, whether a cotton can be motivated someone in Megillah or not.
So it says it's fundamentally
Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is Birchas HaMitzvah, not Birchas HaNenem. That's what it says.
No, Birchas
HaMitzvah
is
Birchas
HaMitzvah.
What? Oh, yes. Well, they hold it as Birchas HaMitzvah, but it has the same thing as Birchas HaNenem as far as our verse is concerned.
So, Pastor says that Birchas HaZimun is basically fundamentally a Birchas. It's being mighty someone.
Oh, okay. Let's think about that for a second. I thought that was a double partial, but how do you see that from Tosos? Yes, how do you see that
because
from Tosos?
Because the whole thing is motzi. If you can be motzi someone or not.
That's what happened in the story. He was being motzi then. How do you know that's a fundamental part of Birchas HaZimun? You know,
because
they needed someone to be motzi then because they didn't have a bench. How do you know that's a fundamental part of Birchas HaZimun?
That's the story.
I actually agree with you, but I'd just like to know how you see that from the Gemara.
Oh,
okay.
Because he says.
Well, from Tosos. How do you see it from Tosos?
Because he says that motzi someone, right? The only thing the problem is Zimun is the Zimun is.
You can be Tam Arvis. You can be motzi somebody in Birchas HaMazon, right?
Fine. So that and the only thing is the problem is you can't.
Saying the word Shechal Mishloach. Assuming he means the words,
right?
He may not mean the words. He may mean somehow the concept or whatever. You're not so clear, but he says the words. Yes. So they, what do you see from that?
So therefore, the thing is being motzi someone, not benching together.
I'm sorry, but I don't follow what you're saying. Maybe somebody has
maybe
to explain
maybe
to
have to maybe think of that.
It's just the situation.
Okay, guys, you want to give me back to Gemara Megillah?
Because